This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Samuel had reason to get discouraged from time to time. In 1 Samuel 8:3 it says, "His sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice." This was the catalyst which caused leaders in Israel to ask Samuel to appoint a king to rule over them. Up to this point, God was their king. They were a theocracy. Now they wanted to be like their surrounding neighbor nations, which were ruled by a king. Samuel was not happy, to say the least. But God told him to anoint Saul as their king. At first, things seemed to go very well under Saul's leadership. Samuel, however, had a foreboding outlook regarding their future. Then, in 1 Samuel 12, he promises them two things. One, they would not be forsaken by God because the Lord was pleased to make them his own. Two, he gives them in verse 23 what I would call an impact statement. "As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." He would continue to teach and warn them, but most important, he would pray for them. In his mind, it would be sin for him not to continue praying for them. He wasn't happy with the choices they were making, but nevertheless, he would pray for them. Keep this impact statement in mind, especially when you're discouraged by your children's choices or your church's choices, a friend's choices, or even an enemy's choices. Pray for them. Refuse to sin against God by ceasing to pray for them.